RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com is live from the 39th Annual Country Jubilee at Pinellas County's Heritage Village, located just off 125th Street North in Largo, Florida, here in Pinellas County, Florida. The Country Jubilee going on today, Saturday, the 28th of October, until 4 o'clock this afternoon, sponsored by the Pinellas County Historical Society. This is a fundraiser for Heritage Village, a unique community of historic buildings that have been relocated to this pine forest in Largo and made into a community where you can see a church, a schoolhouse, a replica of the old bandstand, the original bandstand at Williams Park, and many, many other historic buildings, including historic homes. Some that were once up in the bluffs in Clearwater Bay have been relocated here. There's a original cottage from Madeira Beach here, and just countless buildings to be toured. But on this particular beautiful Saturday at noontime, the 39th Annual Country Jubilee features music, demonstrations, crafters, and some great food as well. More than 80 craft vendors are selling home creative items today: candles, soap, honey, smoked almonds, paintings, photography, jewelry, and more. There's plenty to eat here at this lunch hour, and there's plenty of music as well. Here at the replica bandstand from 1894 that once was in Williams Park in downtown St. Petersburg. In just a few moments, we will go up to the stage and listen to Chant the Trees. But later this afternoon, Charlie, Bill, Lee, and Steve Humes were with us earlier on RadioSaintPete.com on the broadcast. Bill and Ellie Paris will follow this afternoon. Charlie Morris and the Cracker Billies will round out the music this afternoon here on the bandstand at Heritage Village. There are demonstrations going on today. We were watching a ukulele training class a little bit earlier. Kids are learning to build a boat. There's a demonstration to demonstrate how sugar is made into sugarcane syrup. The Genealogy Society is here from Pinellas County, advising folks how to trace their ancestry. And even over at the train depot, the old train depot, the Morse Telegraph Club Florida chapter is demonstrating how people communicated with Morse code. It's quite an interesting event today, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people are here. At the same time, as a huge event is going on just down the road in Madeira Beach, and that is the 36th annual John's Pass Seafood and Music Festival, going on with three different stages as well of live music today. We were there yesterday with live broadcasting on RadioSaintPete.com. There's also a flea market here as well. Heritage Village is open throughout the year, but this is a wonderful day to be here, and the Historical Society was fortunate indeed that they found a absolutely beautiful day to have this event today. Doesn't always happen, it usually does, but today we've got temperatures in the upper 70s and plenty of blue sky. Now let's listen to some music live on RadioSaintPete.com at the noon hour on October 28th. Let's listen to Chant the Trees.
She wonders. And place by my fire. Fill me with hope and lost desire. Come, you rest by my fire. Come, you stay for a while.
Trees on stage at the historic Williams Park Bandstand here at Heritage Village, the 39th annual Country Jubilee on this Saturday. We'll be back with more live coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com just a bit later. For now, Joe Bordeaux, thanks for listening. We return you now to our studio.